All right, so CarMax just reported their earnings, and they were not good. So we have their actual net income is down 27% year over year. And the reason why it's very important for us, and in particular me as a used car dealer, to pay attention to CarMax, just for me doing these YouTube videos, presenting things that are going on in the car market, is because CarMax is the largest used car dealer in the U.S. So as CarMax goes, as should the rest of the car market. And what we've seen through reports from Tesla missing deliveries, from seeing now layoffs from Stellantis, we're seeing some back off in production from Ford. We're seeing that the car market is continuing to get worse. But there are leading indicators that we're going to be able to see, like from Tesla going straight from business to consumer. And you're going to see CarMax that deals with, you'll be able to see their sales a lot quicker than you'll see some of these other publicly traded companies, because when you're looking at manufacturers like Ford, GM, Stellantis, they are wholesaling to their dealers, and then the dealers are selling to consumers, and you're not really going to be able to see that data as far as how weak these dealers are and where their sales are going until it plays through from the manufacturer side, and that's that can often be delayed in just a few quarters, depending on how fast they're able to turn down allocations from these dealerships. But CarMax were able to see these sales pretty much from quarter to quarter in almost real time. So these sales that we're seeing coming through CarMax earnings report right now are what happened last quarter. So we've already seen that year over year is 27% decrease in their net income. That's a massive, massive number. But there's some few other metrics that I want to look at and talk about. So their average gross profit per vehicle is $2,251. So $2,251. That's what they're going to make per vehicle, and it's down $26 compared to last year. That's not a big drop, but what we've seen from CarMax and what they've reported in their last few earnings is that they want to go the play of, okay, they knew that they were going to sell fewer vehicles in the coming quarters, but they wanted to keep their margins up. So they thought this was the better play for them. We're seeing now that it's probably not. But that's just to show you that they're not trying to decrease their prices in a meaningful way to lower their profits, to try to move these vehicles in a greater way, because they're only making $26 on average less per vehicle right now than they were a year ago. And we know that the price points of vehicles from manufacturers, dealers that are selling cars, these new cars, incentives are coming out. They're having to lower prices. They're taking off these market adjustments they had. A lot of these add-ons, they have to take those off. So the prices are coming way down. And I'm even seeing it in my business now too, that our prices have to come down. We have to pay less for vehicles to be able to move them to consumers. And CarMax hasn't taken that route. And now they're really suffering for it. But one of the biggest things I took out of this earnings report is that the amount of cars that they bought from consumers was down 14%. And I think that's going to be because of two reasons. One, you're going to have consumers that aren't going to want to sell their cars to CarMax as much as they were because of the price of a new vehicle right now. So if they have to sell a car, obviously they have to replace it with something else. And for them to buy a new to them used vehicle or a new car right now, it just costs so much. And the monthly payments are so high. Interest rates are still really, really high for the amount that they're going to have to pay for these vehicles, which is causing the monthly payments to be the highest that we've ever seen. Consumers are not wanting to get out of their paid off vehicles or getting out of the vehicles that they have a $200, $300 monthly payment to trade up to this $550 used car payment or a $750 new car payment. So that's really telling of the market and what's going on right now. The consumers don't want to let go of their cars that they have. And two, we know that CarMax, they're wanting to not buy as many vehicles because they know that the market's so volatile, and they're seeing in their numbers right now, they can't really move cars at the same clip that they have been able to. So that's something that we're going to see, I think, probably stay about flat to down in the next few quarters as far as how many cars CarMax is able to buy from consumers. One really big thing that I thought was very interesting is the amounts of vehicles that they're purchasing from dealers, from dealerships, is up 45% in the quarter. And this is more of a issue for the overall car market and for dealers as a whole than it is. It's not necessarily a problem for CarMax. It's good that they're trying to find different ways to be able to figure out how to buy more cars, because they know that the pool of consumers out there that want to buy is much less. So what they're doing, and I think is very smart, is they're buying more from what looks like distressed dealers. So for them to increase the amount of vehicles that they're purchasing from dealers, it goes up 45%. That's telling me that there's some dealers that are in trouble. They have to get vehicles off their floor plan. They have to sell them somewhere. Where are they going to send them? So that's what we're seeing them do. They're selling cars to CarMax, and that's a massive rise of 45% to increase what you're buying from dealers. That's a big tell, I think, for the market in general, and throw some red flags for a lot of these dealers, because why would they sell them to CarMax if they could just sell them to a consumer? They're going to make so much more money if they were able to sell them to one of their customers than by wholesaling it to CarMax. And CarMax is not going to pay up, because CarMax is not stupid, right? They know that the prices of these vehicles have been going down, and they're seeing that they're having a hard time selling too. So they're going to pay an extreme lower amount than what these dealerships could sell to a consumer. And the dealerships are saying, yes, we need them off our floor plans. Please take them off of our hands right now. And that's a big red flag for this car market right now. Another number that I want to pull up is that its gross profit per wholesale vehicle was $1,120. It's down $67 a year over year. This is another thing about the wholesale values. We know that wholesale values are going down overall. So it's going to show in their wholesale numbers too. So what CarMax does is they actually run auctions for car dealers. And CarMax is an auction that I've been to quite a bit. We used to buy a lot of cars from CarMax. And if we're seeing that their wholesale numbers are going down, if we're seeing that the amount that they're making per wholesale unit is going down, we know that the market is moving down too. So this is just another red flag for the car market. One big thing that the stock market really hates, and that is guidance going forward. And something that CarMax said is that their projection was to sell 2 million vehicles combined, retail and wholesale, by 2026. And they have actually revised that to say that they are not going to be selling that by 2026. Now, it's going to be between 2026 and 2030. And this is something that is not good at all for the stock market. They hate uncertainty. And for them to take the numbers from hitting it on in 2026 and expanding it over a four-year course, then that means that CarMax is really not sure. But we know right now that there's not a lot of good used car inventory out there. So those numbers were probably in the last few quarters. They probably knew they weren't going to hit that anyway. But now they're just coming out with the announcement, okay, here's our expectations. We're going to shove them out now. But it's just easy to see that they're not going to be able to buy as many cars as they're going to be able to move. They're not going to be able to buy enough quality used vehicles to hit those numbers. And then on top of that, if they were able to get all of those vehicles that they needed to be able to hit those numbers, the demand's also got to be there. So that's what we're seeing right now in this car market. It's getting harder to buy cars, and it's getting harder to sell cars. And on top of that, it's getting tougher for consumers to get loans. And we just had CPI come out, and it's higher. So what's going to happen from the Fed? Higher for longer. That's what we're probably going to see, where the rate cuts that we were going to expect coming out throughout the course of this year. Maybe none at this point, but it's definitely going to be less than what we thought a couple of days ago. So that's going to hit the consumer too. And that's something that was cited as a big problem from CarMax, is that inflation and rates were a big driver for them not being able to sell the amount of vehicles that they want to sell. Rates being higher, banks are tighter. People are having a harder time getting approved for loans. Now, CarMax, they'll hold a lot of their own notes, but they also use outside lending. So even if CarMax is able to write loans that maybe other banks, maybe other lending institutions would not be able to loan on, then still they have to use outside lending, which is getting tighter. So consumers that are walking in their door, there are many more of them that are just not able to get a loan. That's going to equate in fewer sales for CarMax, and that's what we're seeing here. Also, inflation is one of the big things that they cited. They said food and housing, with those two things being so high, people were unable to buy a lot of their vehicles. These are going to be problems that are going to persist for the economy, for the car market, for CarMax the next few quarters, the next year, the next 2 years is what's going to be a problem. So it's going to be an issue for CarMax going forward. All of these things, these numbers don't look good, and I don't see it getting any better in the next couple quarters. One thing I want to point out too is that this quarter should have shown some of your tax time, your seasonality bump that we expect to see, whether it be from the wholesale side where dealers were loading up pre-tax time, and then right into the beginning of customers getting their tax refunds. And it's not looking good. So that's one thing that's very interesting, because they are a used car dealer, and this is the time of the year that they should be showing some strong numbers. And also, they have that added element of the wholesale side, and they didn't see that big bump where dealers like me were going in and buying so much and sending the prices to the moon to stack up for the anticipated tax time that's coming up. We saw in the numbers that prices, the amounts were actually down overall for their wholesale numbers. So that's alarming too. And that's telling from the dealership side. Looking from the inside here is that I know that dealers, their appetite for vehicles, their tax time wasn't as good. They still tried to load up, but even with that load up, it was still way less than what it had been the past few years. And that's because dealers are getting pinched more than they have been. They have less money to be able to spend. So that means they can buy fewer vehicles from CarMax on the wholesale side, meaning that wholesale prices did not spike the way that they were they're supposed to be. So I'm going to pull up from the chat right here. CarMax is overpriced. Yep. So I've been to CarMax quite a few times in the last 4 to 6 months, and this is one of the big problems. This is one of the big reasons I see an issue with CarMax going forward, is because if you want to sell cars, and these manufacturers are starting to see it now, we're starting to see some MSRPs coming down, we're starting to see incentives come out, these dealerships are starting to lower prices. If you want to move your cars, you have to drop your prices. And we see their gross profit per vehicle is only down just a little bit. So they're going to have to bring that down quite a bit if they want to start moving a lot of this metal. This is something that we're going to continue to fight with over the next year, from these manufacturers, from places like CarMax, from places like Carvana, AutoNation, and I'll speak on that for a second too. So when CarMax got hit, their stock price is actually absolutely getting hammered today after these earnings. But after they released these, Carvana and AutoNation also got hit, because they are in the same basket. They're dealing with the same consumers, right? And CarMax is saying that the consumer is a problem. So if their consumer is going to be a problem, Carvana's consumer is going to be a problem, AutoNation's consumer is going to be a problem, and so on and so forth with all of these dealers. So one thing that CarMax did say that they did a little bit better this quarter is that their online sales are up. And that's something that we're going to have to see. And I brought up this question from Ron. How important is internet presence at my price point? So I'm a used car dealer, and the price point that I sell at is $5,000 and under. And it's extremely important for us, even though we're in a niche, we're in an area that a lot of other car dealers aren't in. So we get a lot of priority listings on the internet whenever we actually post our cars. But even so, with our prices being so cheap, still, a majority of our sales that are coming in come from online sale. They're online leads, they're online sales that we're getting. And it's growing more and more and more important, because really how dealerships are doing business right now and how consumers are shopping right now is online first. So they're going to look at the vehicle and from the actual websites to get your pricing. They can shop different places. They can shop different dealerships. They can look at CarMax online. They can look at Carvana online. They can look at these new car franchise dealers online and figure out what the best price point is and what they're going to have to do to actually buy the vehicle. With Carvana, it's a few little clicks and they get the car delivered, but they're paying that premium for that. And CarMax is starting to get into that where, okay, they'll be able to sell some more cars online, and they're going to have to move to that. It's a good thing for them to be dabbling in that now. They didn't go full steam ahead like Carvana did. And I think that was wise. They want to let Carvana prove out the concept. But it's something that they'll probably continue to expand on. But yeah, online presence is the only way to run a dealership now, in my opinion, just because of the mindset of how people shop now. So we have another question. Do you think CarMax will survive Amazon? So what Muhammad is bringing up now is that so Hyundai just formed a partnership with Amazon to be able to sell cars through their platform. And really what it is more of, it's more of lead generation, but you're going to see that Amazon is now dabbling. I don't even know if that's the word for it, but they're starting to dip their foot into the water of the car market. And this is one scenario where I think the car market could change. If you have a big player like Amazon coming in and being able to start to generate sales for dealerships or manufacturers, then I think it can really change the game, because you can get to where Amazon can present the best pricing. And as long as you follow along with their rules, so you have Amazon doing something like this, you have now CarEdge starting to get into the broker space. And they're, from what I've heard from Zach, is they're doing a lot of deals over the course of just the last month. And they've only been doing this for a few months now, and they're growing exponentially. And we're seeing that people don't want to deal with dealerships. Even if it's a place like CarMax, they don't even want to go in and deal. They would rather go to the dentist. They would rather get hit in the face with a rubber hammer than to deal with the negotiation process, deal with any kind of these bogus fees or whatever. And so you're seeing them go into the realm of wanting to deal with a broker like CarEdge, or just a point and click, and be able to buy the car straight from a place like Carvana. That's why we're seeing Carvana make the kind of sales that they have, is because it's the ease. People are lazy. They don't want to deal with the negotiation, the hassle of a dealership anymore. And this is where you can see Amazon, if CarMax doesn't start really pushing more of that online presence, that ease that consumers are getting with Carvana, they're going to have to do it. So I think CarMax is run by a good management team. I think they will shift with the market. These numbers are bad. There's no doubt in that. This earnings report is not a good earnings report, but I do think CarMax will shift as they need to. They've been in business for a long time. They've got a good balance sheet. They got a lot of cash. They've made a lot of money over the last few years, and I do think that they'll invest in places to be able to expand their online footprint and be able to move it. So no, I don't think Amazon's going to crush a place like CarMax. Maybe 10, 20 years from now, it looks completely different, but I do think CarMax will adapt. Carvana, their balance sheet is not good. So we can have a different discussion about Carvana. I don't think they are managed and ran very well, but I do think CarMax is. So but anyway, we'll end with that. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to this channel, like this video, and I want to thank you all for joining us today, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.